Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Enriching Relationships in a Torah Home. Tonight is Rosh Chodesh Sivan, which means that Jews around the world are getting closer to the Yom Tov of Kabbalas HaTorah, of the receiving of the Torah. While this may include baking or buying cheesecake, and hopefully getting out some summer clothing, what is a deeper message that we as women can take from this time of year so that we walk away from Shavuos feeling more inspired and recharged in our Avodas Hashem? Many of us are familiar with the famous event that occurred after the Jewish people agreed to accept and follow the Torah. The Torah tells us a bit later that Hashem lifted the mountain, the Har Sinai, over Bnei Yisrael as a way to pressure them into accepting the Torah, lest they get buried under the mountain. This is a puzzling series of events. If the Jewish nation had already declared together, Na'aseh v'nishma, we will do and we will listen to the Torah, why the need for them to be forced later on and seemingly threatened to accept it once again? One answer to this question gives us fascinating insight into human nature and the struggles that we often have. True, Bnei Yisrael eagerly agreed to accept and follow the Torah when originally saying the words Na'aseh v'nishma. However, after they made that declaration, they started doubting and worrying about their capacity to truly follow through on their commitment. They started thinking to themselves, wait, can we really do this? Is this really possible? Can we really live a life of Torah? You know those inner voices we all have in our heads that make us worry, hold back, and often prevent us from making a leap of growth? It seems like those voices were present in the minds of the Jewish people after making that awesome commitment to Hashem and His Torah. And so, my friends, when Hashem later held the mountain over His beloved nation, He was not forcing or threatening them to accept the Torah against their will, for in fact, they had already agreed to accept it. Rather, Hashem was holding the mountain over them as a way to quiet or intimidate the skeptical inner voices that many had in their minds that were making them second guess this new beautiful relationship with Hashem. Knowing that these inner voices can ultimately block people from growing and following what they initially recognize as truth, Hashem came to vehemently shut those voices down by lifting up the mountain and, so to say, reminding Bnei Yisrael that their original commitment and decision was indeed noble, and they could ignore those niggling voices trying to slow down their process of spiritual growth and commitment. How many times do we set our eye on a goal, make a decision to turn a corner, commit to a step in spiritual and or emotional growth, only to have our inner skeptic pop up to slow us down? How often do we find ourselves rationalizing why we can't make that move, climb to the next rung on the ladder, or stretch ourselves to the next level? The Yetzirah presents himself in numerous ways, and sometimes it is in the voice of the sophisticated, rational skeptic. You can't take upon yourself to say brachos every morning. You are too busy, or you'll be taking attention away from your children. You can't wear your skirts any longer. You'll just be putting on a show for other people. It's not realistic to get a filter on my phone. It will make my life so much more complex, and none of my friends have one. Thoughts and comments and hesitations and skepticism, all fantastic tools of the Satan trying to prevent Hashem's holy people from becoming holier. Shavuos, my friends, is a time of truth and authenticity. It is a time when we can peel back the layers and ask ourselves, who do I really want to be? What do I really want me and my family to look like down the road? Where do my priorities truly lie? And then, just as was done in the times of the Torah, we can declare a confident Na'aseh Nishma, a confident commitment to embrace a step of growth that we know deep down is true. And then, just as was done in the times of the Torah, with a mountain above their heads, we, the Jewish people of today, can allow ourselves to silence those blocking voices and commit to taking the leap of commitment to enhanced Avodas Hashem. Hear the voices of holiness, the voice of truth whispering in your ear, and just do it. Hashem helps those who are committed to Him. Have a wonderful Yom Tov and all the best.